This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
I'm Adam Claydon, and this is the 80s at 8. It's the week of November the 20th. And here we go, it's your hour of great music from the 1980s. First up this week is a song performed by the British new wave band Thompson Twins. It is the second single from the band's fourth studio album, Into the Gap. It was written by Tom Bailey, Alana Curry and Joe Leeway, and prominently features a keyboard solo. Following the successful chart performances of the Into the Gap single Hold Me Now, this song was released in the UK in January 1984 as the album's second single. The single peaked at number 3 in the UK and number 11 in the United States in July 1984. The song also peaked at number 18 on the US dance chart in the same year, and the top 20 in Canada, Germany, Switzerland, New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa. It's Thompson Twins with Doctor Doctor.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, then once again.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Thompson Twins with Doctor Doctor from 1984. Up next is a song originally written and recorded by Solomon Linda for the South African Gallo Record Company in 1939. The pop group Tight Fit had a number one hit in the UK with this song in 1982. This version has sold over 1 million copies in the UK. In New Zealand, it reached number 3. It's Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps Tonight. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps Tonight from 1982. Our next song is also from 1982, and it's by the English rock band The Stranglers, released in January 1982, noted for its distinctive harpsichord instrumentation. It was the second single released from the band's sixth album, La Folie, and peaked at number 2 in the UK singles chart, the band's highest ever placing in that chart. It has also been recorded by many other artists. It was a top 10 hit around the world. David Hamilton, disc jockey on the comparatively conservative BBC Radio 2, which was a middle-of-the-road music station at that time, made the single his record of the week. In January 2014, NME ranked the song at number 488 on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It's The Stranglers and Golden Brown.
Texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was The Stranglers with Golden Brown from 1982. Up next is a song written by Tom Petty of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and David A. Stewart of Eurythmics. It was released in February 1985 as the lead single from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Southern Accents album. The music video is themed around the 1865 Lewis Carroll novel Alice in Wonderland and was directed by Jeff Stein. David A. Stewart appears as the caterpillar at the beginning, sitting on a mushroom with a hookah water pipe while playing a sitar. Tom Petty appears in the video dressed as the Mad Hatter. In 2017, Billboard ranked the song number 6 on their list of the 20 greatest Tom Petty songs, and in 2020 Rolling Stone ranked the song number 3 on their list of the 50 greatest Tom Petty songs. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Don't Come Around Here No More.
Come around here no more.
This is the 80s at 8, and that was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Don't Come Around Here No More, from 1985. Up next is a song by English singer-songwriter Sting, from his second studio album, Nothing Like the Sun. The single was released in February 1988 as the third single from the album, but only reached number 51 on the UK singles chart. In the US, it peaked at number 84 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in April 1988 and reached number 32 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart that same month. However, the single was more successful in continental Europe, becoming a hit in several countries, reaching the top 40 in France, the Netherlands, Spain and Belgium. It was also a top 20 hit in Ireland, and in South Africa it peaked at number 9. It's Sting and Englishman in New York.
My dear, I like my toast done on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side.
Yourself,
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Sting with Englishman in New York from 1988. Coming up after the break here on the 80s at 8, more great music of the 1980s.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Welcome back to the 80s at 8. I'm Adam Claydon. Now up next is a song written by David Paich and performed by the American rock band Toto. It was the opening track and the first single from their 1982 album Toto 4, and the song was released in March 1982. The song won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year at the 1983 ceremony. It was also nominated for the Song of the Year Award. It is regarded for drummer Jeff Porcaro's halftime shuffle, commonly known as the Rosanna Shuffle. The song reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 5 consecutive weeks, behind Don't You Want Me by the Human League and Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. It was also one of the band's most successful singles in the UK, peaking at number 12 on the UK singles chart and remaining on the chart for 8 weeks. In New Zealand, it reached number 22. It's Toto with Rosanna.
Meet you all the way, Rosanna.
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Toto with Rosanna from 1982. Up next is Ultravox's first single from their fourth album, Vienna, and their first with Midge Ure as frontman. It was Ultravox's first UK top 30 chart hit, hitting number 29 in August 1980. There is no difference between the album version and the single version. The lyrics to the song were written by Warren Cann. It was released as a single in June 1980. It's Ultravox and Sleepwalk. This is the 80s at 8, and that was Ultravox with Sleepwalk from 1980. Up next is a 1981 song written by Alex Cool and Jim Keller and performed by Tommy Two Tone. That was released on the album Tommy Two Tone 2. The song was released in November 1981. It peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in May 1982, and number 1 on the Billboard Hot Mainstream Rock Tracks chart in April 1982. In New Zealand, it reached number 32. The song led to a fad of people dialing 8675309 and asking for Jenny. There was no Jenny, co-writer Alex Cool told a Tampa, Florida columnist in June 2009. The number, it came to me out of the ether. It's Tommy Two Tone with 8675309 Jenny. You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Tommy Two Tone with 8675309 Jenny from 1981. Up next is a song by Irish rock band U2. It is the second track from their 1987 album The Joshua Tree, and was released as the album's second single in May 1987. The song was a hit, becoming the band's second consecutive number one single on the US Billboard Hot 100, while peaking at number 6 on the UK singles chart. In New Zealand, it reached number 2. The song was critically acclaimed and received 2 nominations at the 30th Annual Grammy Awards in 1988 for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. It has subsequently become one of the group's most well-known songs and has been performed on many of their concert tours. It's U2, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I hear
This is the 80s at 8, and that was U2, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for, from 1987. This week's last song is also from 1987, and it was written and performed by Terence Trent D'Arby, and released as a single in December 1987. It was released on his album Introducing the Hardline, according to Terence Trent D'Arby, and it was an international success, reaching number 2 on the UK singles chart in early 1988 and number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100. The song was remixed by Lee Scratch Perry for some European releases. The music video was directed by Vaughan Arnell and was premiered in January 1988. The music video features the model Kelly Brennan. In New Zealand, the song reached number 13. It's Terence Trent D'Arby and Sign Your Name.
Bop, 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 bop
You're listening to the 80s at 8, and that was Terence Trent D'Arby and Sign Your Name from 1987. And that's it for the 80s at 8 for this week. Now make sure you check out our website at Manawatū People's Radio. Just go to npr.nz/show/the80s at 8, and you can listen to this episode again and previous episodes of the 80s at 8. This show is also available wherever you get your podcasts. Also, follow me on Twitter at Adam Claydon and on Instagram, Adam_Claydon. The 80s at 8 also has a Facebook page, so search for us on Facebook and make sure you like that, because you'll get the latest news about the 80s at 8 on that Facebook page. So, until next time, have a great week. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.